It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Believe it or not, two teams actually got into ACC play over the weekend.
Nice.
I mean, like, even before January, which is like, you try to get one in before the new year.
Let's see where we are.
Just see where we are, man. And
test drive.
Exactly. The Wolfpack was in play and taking on Louisville, by the way. Unfortunately, they didn't get it done. They lost to Louisville 73-68. It was a pretty good game, though. Let's hear from Coach Kevin Keeks on NC State's taking the L.
Well, I thought we lost a really hard-fought battle tonight. When you look at our team, you know, we got down the first half 14 points, 43-29, and I learned a lot about my guys. We fought all the way to the end and basically had a chance to win the game. I thought they made two incredible shots at the end, one by Noah Locke, who hit a deep three as the shot clock was running down, and then the same thing by Matt Cross, which obviously was a difference in the game. I thought our guys, you know, we looked a little early on. I think until we got our wind back a little bit, we looked a little fatigued from the four overtime.
Okay.
But I felt once we settled in and started playing, and I thought we did a good job. You know, some guys played some great individual games. You know, it was a hell of a game. You know, unfortunately, we had to come in at the short end of the stick. So we'll get better. We'll move forward. And then obviously the biggest thing, we need our guys to get a little bit of rest.
Kevin Keeks, NC State. Yeah, he did refer to the previous game they played four overtimes that they end up winning. But did they win? No, they lost.
No, yeah, they beat Nebraska.
That's right.
I thought that game was on. Was it on Thursday?
But see, and that's what I was going to bring up. Man, let me ask you a question. When you was 18, 19, 20 years old, I mean, can you play like back-to-back, like every day almost?
I can do everything twice.
But I don't get this fatigue thing, man, when you got 18, 19 years. I mean, going up and down on Saturday when you got to put your name on the board, and if you lose, you got to go home.
I can do everything.
In the gym? Come on, you better get on out of here without. And the season's still early.
So I'm curious.
Yeah.
Maybe someone that has, you know, someone that's close to AAU or some of these other young programs.
Mm-hmm.
Do kids still run ball all day? Like,
they play like two or three games a day.
I mean, I remember sun up, sun down. Like, if I got there by 10, 30, 11 during the summer on the court,
I
was late. And look, I planned on running till the sun went down.
Yeah, see, I'm with you. This is when he said, well, you know, look, a little fatigue out the four overtime. I'm like, and to KC's point, yeah, that was like 4 days ago, Coach.
What we doing?
I'm thinking like I said, we went in over four overtimes last month, and it's affecting us today. Are you kidding me? I mean, come on. I'm just saying.
Which I understand.
I get that, though.
It's
yeah.
a different level of conditioning.
Yeah.
And you need to play all out and go all out. But 48-hour turnaround, a 19-year-old, you should be good, bro. I mean, I'm just saying, you should be good.
I think you should be real good.
48 hours? Come on, man.
That's why I'm like.
If this is how you start your life, you in for trouble.
I mean, I had to give him the side eye, and I'm like, all right, Coach, I get it. I mean, you got to say something in the press conference.
Well, I would like to ask him, y'all tired? Cause y'all tired. We need to do something else over the Christmas break. Over the Christmas break,
yeah,
we need to do something else.
Yeah, we just start running up and down. We also be tired.
But anyway. This is what you do, though.
Yeah, exactly.
This is okay. Basketball players, hoopers, all hoopers know this is what you do.
Some hoopers hoop on their day off. They still hooping.
Come on now. right now, this morning at the Y. I know for a fact.
Yeah.
That's 50-year-old dudes that just got off the third shift that's balling. They balling. You know what I mean? And they dropping buckets. You know what I mean? I mean, they just worked 12 hours on the third shift, and they came in this morning, and they dropping buckets. You hear me?
I agree.
And they going to go home and get a nap and go right back to work.
Straight up.
What?
Every day.
At any time.
So I don't know. We'll follow that fatigue factor for the Wolfpack. But this one, I thought this was a misprint, and I missed this one. So Wake Forest beat Virginia Tech?
Wake Forest? In what, basketball?
Yeah, I almost beat him by 20 points. Man, C.L. Brown, he's going to call them. Did C.L. tell us that Virginia Tech's going to be the team to watch? They got them looking blown out by 20 points by Wake Forest.
You mean next year football.
Maybe so. Hey, KC, is that true?
Yeah.
First,
yeah.
I thought that was a women's team or something. I'm like, is that men's guy? The guy's playing?
Okay. Oh, boy. For Wake Forest?
Yeah. Hey, man. Oh, man. We missed Wake Forest more. I mean, in this last 30 days that we have in the entire 9 years we've been together on this show.
That's absolutely true.
So, anyway, shout out to them. But, yeah, the game I want to talk about, which is, I think is a statement. This is a statement game where when you look at the landscape of, you know, following the legacy of Roy Williams and all of the hoopla came with the signing of Hubert Davis as a head coach for the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill men's basketball team.
Let's go Heels.
I thought this was a pivotal game. Coming off Michigan when they played well, going on the road for Hubert's, Coach Davis's first ACC game, and it's on the road in Atlanta against Georgia Tech. The Heels come out with a big victory, 79-62.
Good test.
And that was a good test. They played well. They played with that can-do attitude, Baycott, Davis, Love, Brady, the whole crew. They played well. And the defense stepped up in the second half. Let's hear Coach Davis talk about the UNC defense against Georgia Tech real quick.
I just thought we were really good defensively, with the exception of like a 7-minute stretch in the first half. I thought we guarded better than we've guarded all season.
He also talked about this playing the right way, the Carolina basketball way. This is what he had to say about that.
Wednesday was, we played very well, but it didn't mean anything if we didn't show up and play well again today. And what I talked about is, you know, Carolina basketball is, you know, a lot of people came up and after Wednesday's game and they said, well, that was Carolina basketball. That was a Carolina win. And I told them, I said, Carolina basketball is showing up on Sunday every time you step out there on the floor. And that I gave them the definition of validation in terms of proving. And I said, prove to yourself.
Go ahead on, coach.
This program,
coach
him up. Prove to people that the way that you played defense and the energy and the effort and the way that you shared the basketball on Wednesday night wasn't a one-night thing. That this is who we are. This is our team.
Yeah, and again, big-time win for Coach Davis. And a lot of people said big-time. Yeah, but no,
Let's go Heels. Let's do what we do.
So I'm happy for them. And the other part about it, they got a couple games over the holiday. Then they got UCLA on the 18th. Back in Vegas, and that's out there in Vegas, and that'll be another test. But so I kind of like what's going on with the team. He's gonna cry a lot of people down. I think a lot of critics. He's on site. People gonna be critical on site. And you know what I mean when I say that.
You know the problem though.
What's that?
The only people that you hear talking, because they all are talking to themselves over there. See what I'm saying? Stop talking to yourself. Y'all go talk to other people. That may see something a little differently than you see.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe you come away with a different perspective.
Change up, diversify a little bit.
Yeah, diversify a little bit. Because all that you know, it's just too much over there. Just all you talk to each other all the time about stuff. It's just like the water cooler. You're just talking around. Stop. Talk to other people. They may see something you don't see. It may be some greatness happening right under your nose. You don't even see it.